Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Our perek is going to discuss the various animals that are forbidden to be brought on the Mizbeach. Kol ha'asurin al gabei ha'mizbeach. Anything that is forbidden to bring as a carbon on the Mizbeach, Aysurin kol shehein, will forbid a mixture of animals, that if this animal got confused with other animals and we don't know which is the one that is forbidden, they're going to be usur, even if the proportion is only one forbidden animal to 1,000 permitted animals. The entire mixture, the 1,001 animals, will be forbidden to be brought on the Mizbeach. The following list are the animals that are forbidden to be brought on the Mizbeach. Haroveya vehanirva. An animal that was part of an act of bestiality with either a male or a female. Vehamukta. Or an animal that was designated to be used for Avodah Zarah. Vehanevad. Or an animal that was actually worshipped for Avodah Zarah. V'ha'esnan, or an animal that was given to a promiscuous woman in exchange for her services. We'll learn more about that in Mishnah Beis. V'ha'mechir, or a mechir of a kelev, that means a kosher animal that was exchanged for a kelev, for a dog, which is not kosher to be brought in the Mizbeach. We'll learn more about that later on as well. V'aklayim, or an animal that's a crossbreed between two animals that are halachically considered in separate groups. V'hatrefa, or an animal that is born to a trefa, the Mefarshim explain, meaning that the mother of the animal was a trefa, had a blue wound that would make it possible to be brought on the Mizbeach, and that mother now gave birth to a child. The child also may not be brought on the Mizbeach. V'yotze dofen, also an animal that was born via the walls of the womb, what we would call today a C-section. So if it was not a regular birth through the birth canal, rather it came through the side of the animal, that would also be possible for the Mizbeach. The Mishnah now explains, Ezehu mukta. When we discussed an animal that's designated for Avodah Zarah, what is considered designated? The answer is, Hamukta la'Avodah Zarah. That means it was separated to be used for servicing idol worship. The halacha is, hu aser, the animal itself cannot be brought on the Mizbeach, umasha alav, but let's say there were other things on it, for example, it had a saddle, or it had a harness. The halacha is, they can be sold, and mutter, and the value of those items can be used to buy another carbon, and that carbon could be brought on the Mizbeach. Ezehu nevat, what is the animal that we described above as being one that was actually worshipped for Avodah Zarah? That would be called Sha'iv Dinaisai, that they actually worshipped the animal, and they bowed to it, they worshipped it, and the halacha is, hu umasha alav aser, both the animal itself and any items that may have been on the animal cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. So if they're sold, the value of the animals cannot be brought on the Mizbeach, or the value of the saddle, or whatever else that may have been on it, any forms of jewelry that may have been used on the animal. Zevazeh, both an animal that was designated for Avodah Zarah or actually worshipped for Avodah Zarah, mutarin ba'achila, are allowed to be eaten by a hedyot, by regular Klal Yisrael, because the halacha of balei chayim that were worshipped for Avodah Zarah being forbidden only applies to using them for karbanos, but to use them for our personal usage, they are still permitted. Mishnah Beis, Ezehu Esnan, what is considered an Esnan? And the Mishnah explains, Ha'omer Lezayna, someone who tells a promiscuous woman, Halech Talaza Bescharech, take the sheep in exchange for your services. Afilu Mea, even if he only promised her one animal, and at the end he actually gave her 100 animals, Kulan Aserim, they're all going to be forbidden to be brought on the Mizbeach. The Mefarshim here explained that we're not talking about someone who offers the animal just to any random Jewish woman. We're talking about a woman who it would have been forbidden to marry her. For either she may be not Jewish, or she may be married, or be a relative. But there has to be some reason why, according to halacha, he's not able to marry her. The Mishnah continues, V'chein ha'omer l'chaveru, someone tells his friend, Halech tala zeh. Take the sheep, v'talan shifchascha etzal avdi. Let your maidservant be together with my servant. So in this case, he's offering the sheep for the services that the shifcha will provide for the eved. In this case, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Eino Esnan, it's not forbidden as an Esnan, because Rebbe is of the opinion that that's not considered a forbidden marriage, as a Jewish slave is allowed to marry a non-Jewish maidservant. The Chachamim say Esnan, it is forbidden as an Esnan to the Mizbeach, because they hold that it is forbidden for a Jewish slave to marry a non-Jewish maidservant.